Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And joining me as I always try to get a hold of him, joining me now, is the chief instructor at Combat Speed LLC, and that is Young Super Dave Harrington. How are you doing today, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you doing?
I'm good. You know, I haven't asked you about this, but I mean, you're still doing the Trigger Time TV thing, right?
That should be completed by now. I want to say we filmed 12 or 13 episodes. They should have cycled through. I should know that, but I don't. But I was the host for the 2022 season. I'm not sure if the season is completed yet or not.
Well, I was simply curious because I was just wondering if this is going to be a recurring rig. Are you a recurring gig?
It's highly possible I'll do it again in the future. But that position normally rotates annually. Or seasonally, however, I'm not sure how the season works.
Right. I have to confess, I don't have cable TV, so I don't watch Trigger Time TV. I watch the videos I watch the video excerpts that you throw out there of it, but that's about it. But you seem to do that fairly well.
What's that?
The hosting.
You can't let the camera get under your skin. Once you understand the one eye sees all, you can function.
Well, it does. Yeah, the one eye does see all. I guess my next question today is concerning what we see. It seems like somebody has said that there's been some switch flipped, and it's some switch has been flipped, and now it's almost trendy to go out and shoot a place up. Have you noticed that? I mean, we just had the shooting in Tulsa, and I mean, the thing is, and the only reason I mention this is that they keep happening in the same place, and I wanted to ask you, and you can carry over into the next segment if you need to, but all of these, the reason they're popping up is they seem to all be popping up in gun-free zones.
Right.
Now, as an instructor, is that something that ever comes up? I mean, do you ever even get out there and go into that political stuff that you have to with you when you're discussing,
well,
okay?
It's not so much, a social position or a political one.
It's right.
A legal one. You know, legally, if you're a law-abiding citizen and choose to not carry a firearm in a, documented, whatever, spec'd out, no-gun zone.
Right.
If you carry anyway, you're going to face legal repercussions probably at some level. This whole gun-free zone thing, you have to ask yourself, what were people thinking in the first place when they came up with that idea? And I'll jump straight to the conclusion in my head.
Okay.
This whole societal violence thing is a direct result of the left's goings on for the last, you know, 30, 40 years, 50 years, in respect to social engineering and government taking over parental rights, and you can't discipline your kids, taking the church out of school, pushing the issue with the separation of church and state, and going that route. You don't even say the dead gum national allegiance anymore.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, the Pledge of Allegiance. I should get that up. Sorry, dude. The Pledge of Allegiance. I don't know of anybody that does the Pledge of Allegiance anymore. Let alone pray in school and all that. So now, here we are in 2022, and everybody acts like they don't know what's going on. Oh, my God. What has, mysteriously taken place to the extent that basically our society is corrupted. It's corrupted with greed. All your seven sins, go ahead and lay them out on the table. And, what's in it for me? This whole, what's in it for me attitude about, the reason that comes to mind, that what's in it for me thing comes to mind, when I was, this is how systemic the problem is. I was in the service back in the day. I was in the service, and they had it was kind of a tumultuous uproar with the academics at the time, where based on how you, and this weighed heavily on performance-oriented training, the formal norm was to refer to and lay out your documentation along the lines of task, condition, and standard. Well, see, that wasn't good enough for the hipsters up in the think tanks. So then that, and task, conditions, and standard was pretty cut and dried. Here's the task. These are the standards that you must perform this task in, and this is what you have to perform the task. These are the conditions. And then it went to enabling learning objectives, terminal learning objectives, and the desired end state. But along with the lingo, there was heavy emphasis on structuring your documentation. Like, for example, if I was going to develop a class, then what they were putting emphasis, heavy emphasis on, was as you develop the class and put it together, you need to factor in from the student's perspective of what's in it for me. And I'm like, what do you mean, what's in it for you, or, the person, why is that a consideration? I don't get it. I totally didn't get it at first. And they're like, well, what is this? For example, if I can perform this task within this standard, what's in it for me? How am I going to benefit? Well, I got to thinking, one, there's no place for that train of thought. And I still think that. Because the bottom line is...
Hang on right there, if you will. We're coming up on the break. Yeah. I want to hear the rest of this.
Okay, cool.
Super Dave Harrington, he runs a place called Combat Speed LLC. You can find that online in various ways. I'll tell you about that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
GCS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. I had to interrupt you. I'm sorry for that. If you want to take the time pick it up where you were and finish telling me that little story, I got a few other things to ask you, and then we're going to get into the meat.
Okay, cool. Real quick, that whole perspective of what's in it for me, first of all, why do I need to explain that to you? I mean, would you not already know that? But the overdriving factor, the way I saw it, was it's social engineering. It's this. It had this big shift to, earning your way, so to speak, because under the task conditions and standards era, you earned your way, period. But in the enabling, terminal, and desired end state era, you kind of had, the whole attitude of, I'm not going to do anything unless I benefit from it. That was the conditioning. And how can you voluntarily, volunteer to support the country, and then you're going to be submersed in an environment where you're conditioned to only be concerned about what's in it for you if you're going to succeed? I don't get that. And I still don't. And the fact of the matter is, now I think about it, I don't want to. I don't want to get it. There are things, giving of yourself and applying yourself in support of the country or something, anything, larger than you are, in order to be a part of something, is, I see that as freedom of will, freedom of choice to do so, not to be programmed to, consider, how I'm going to benefit from it before I do anything. And, of course, the flip side of that is, if your conclusion is you don't benefit from it, you're not going to lift a finger to help or do anything in that direction. I just don't agree with the whole mentality of it.
Right.
Never have. But take a look around and see what's going on. This is your social engineering. This is the we're reaping what we've sown in respect to what we've – I'm not just saying the Democratic elements, what they have done. It's what they have been allowed to do, because the majority of, true Americans have set back and let it happen. So, it's a big mess. It's got to be straightened out.
Indeed it does.
And the Democrats aren't going to do it.
Well, no, actually, what they've done, everything that's happened is the feature of what they've put together. It's not the bug. They're the ones that have set up all of this other stuff. As far as the, I think the biggest reason we see some of the stuff that we're seeing now, some of the crime we're seeing now, some of the other stuff, is because, it's all been set in motion on purpose.
Absolutely.
All been set.
And look, the influence the media has. The funny thing about it is, the media, being as slippery as they are, how do you? I just don't get it from a standpoint of, how can anyone with a sane mind glorify violence and then turn around and want to sabotage the Constitution of the United States?
Well, I can tell you the reason for that.
I just don't get it.
I can tell you the reason for that. It's all about power. It's all about control.
Yeah. Somebody should start exercising a little power and a little control.
Well, it's going to come to that, I do believe. But the thing is that, what you and I do on a daily basis, the fact that we have guns, for example. We have guns, we train with guns, we talk about guns. You have a TV show about guns, I shoot videos about guns, you teach classes about guns, I talk about guns. The fact that we do something with guns hurts the left not at all. However, many of them have said out loud that they cannot make the progressive agenda happen within armed America. Because some of the stuff, like when Barack Obama was not even a state senator yet, or he was a junior state senator, and he was working with Valerie Jarrett then, and they were working at something called the Joyce Foundation. They proposed the Chicago Climate Exchange. Now, what this was going to do was it was going to create a new currency. The new currency was going to be climate credit. So, with your vehicle, for example, you could continue to drive your vehicle, but after you polluted for X amount of time, you know, which you're not really polluting because your vehicle probably burns pretty clean, you would then have to buy carbon credit to continue to operate your vehicle for the rest of the year, right? So, they would, and that was called cap and trade. And they would have also applied this to all kinds of manufacturing and everything. So that would have meant that, for example, the $35 IKEA coffee table, I always use that as the example, now costs $500 because of the production cost rise, which is sort of parallel to what we're seeing now.
Right.
So they're always looking for a way. And they started looking for banks and everything. Do you want to know how much they thought they would do per year with the Chicago Climate Exchange, if they could actually get it off the ground and make it work?
That'd be a lot.
$22 trillion a year.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And what it essentially is, so like Super Dave, you want to drive to Albuquerque, New Mexico to teach a class, and you only got enough credit to get you 3/4 of the way there. Then you have to buy carbon credit. Carbon credit is where we pay somebody at the Congo for a block of unpolluted air, which doesn't move with us. You're just buying the right to continue to drive your car. It's about control. That's why they're putting all this stuff in place.
Why it didn't get off the ground.
Well,
because it's total nonsense.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you some other stuff if you want to hear about that when we get back. But Super Dave, you can find Super Dave on Instagram, SDave_Harrington. There you'll find some of his exploits, some of the things he does. He also has a YouTube channel, Super Dave Harrington. Well worth the look. Follow him on Facebook at either Dave Harrington or Super Dave Harrington. He has one of each. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The cost of gas is approaching $5 a gallon. The cheapest gas is in Georgia at $4.33 a gallon. Meanwhile, in California, drivers are paying on average $6.37 a gallon. The Senate Judiciary Committee is holding a hearing with testimony from people impacted by mass shootings, as well as experts on domestic terrorism. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says Democrats are diminishing the threat of anti-Semitic violence and anti-Asian violence by focusing mainly on violence by white supremacists.
Today's congressional Democrats try to use the charge of white supremacy, which is undoubtedly evil, bigoted, and wrong, and weaponized by their own party. They try to use that as a proxy for attacking a political party they disagree with.
USA Radio News. The Treasury Secretary is spending some time on Capitol Hill.
When America was energy independent, inflation was down and gas prices were low. Now that the Biden administration has reversed course by removing pipeline delivery systems and put strangulating bureaucracy into the exploration and extraction of energy, the Biden administration's Janet Yellen on the Hill today continues to say what ails America is outside influences.
You know, we may be energy independent and we're actually exporting oil, but we're part of global oil markets, which are subject to geopolitical influences.
Longtime oil producer John Catsimatidis says oil prices per barrel would drop in half within days of opening America's spigots. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Ukraine's president says he's ready to talk with Russia's president on a way to end the war between their countries. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And the reason I'm asking this is when I'm asking about this particular time we seem to be in, and I think about places like gun-free zones, for example. My first thought is that we really do need to adopt a posture of literally carrying a gun everywhere we go. I mean, literally, don't we? And I mean, it's probably to the point where if you're going to a gun-free zone, unless it's some obscure gun-free zone like a sock shop or something that has a no guns allowed sign on the front door, I'm kind of thinking you don't even need to go through those doors.
Right. I don't go where I'm not wanted.
Do you think that there will ever? I mean, you live in Florida. How many gun free zones do you come into contact with in Florida?
I don't keep track, bro, because frankly, I'm a lawbreaker. Now, I don't do that by choice.
Right.
I'm forced into it.
Right.
But the majority of places that I would probably need a gun are those places where I'm going to have one. Right?
Right.
And depending on what happens, as long as I conduct myself above board and professionally at all times, I'm not really concerned about how the forensics shake out, because it'll be a legit shoot. Now, if I've got to be penalized for having a gun in the first place, then I'll accept the consequences.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Because I don't really have a choice. I am... The government is not doing what... They're not doing their job. They're supposed to, you know, society's supposed to be safe. Government's supposed to ensure that. How can I support them if they're not supporting me? But push come to shove, I'll accept the consequences for whatever happens. I'm not going to get caught short and wind up in a set of circumstances where I should have had a blaster and I didn't.
Right.
Own choice, you know.
In the 90s, did you ever receive a SADA briefing, SA subversion and espionage directed against
me? Okay. Yeah, SADA briefing. Yeah.
So I was in a military intelligence battalion, and in 1990, when I got out of the military, I got one more as I was headed out the door just because I was still at the duty station and I still had to go to it. So I go and I get the SADA briefing, and as I go out, you know, I'm thinking, wow, this is a pretty dangerous place now. They don't know where all... Back then, they already had visas that were had been, you know, people had... they just vanished.
Right.
And stuff such as that. So the thought process there was, of course, Middle Eastern, Central American, and the big culprit at that particular time was the visa vanisher. They would come over here and then just vanish because their visa would run out.
Right.
But they told us about all the stuff that they foresaw that could possibly happen, and, you know, they didn't force it. I mean, they certainly didn't foresee 9/11, but they did foresee... they actually mentioned something about crashing planes into buildings, weaponizing planes.
Right.
They just didn't take it to the broader scope that it turned out to be. But when I received that, the first thing is I'm headed out the door. I'm not in the military anymore. In the military, you can't carry a gun on you. What do you think about that particular little caveat of military life to where you can't carry a weapon on you when you're on a military post?
Outside of, on your own, outside of, you know, whatever your MOS is, your duties and
right.
responsibilities are, I really don't, see why it's an issue, really, because the majority, there really would be no reason other than individual self-protection or protection of the post, and you just don't, you know, Americans don't think in terms of having to, ever having had to deal with that.
Right.
And the fact of the matter is, they need to shift some gears and get with the program and come up with, a better solution than what, you know, is currently going on. You know, I see no reason... that you shouldn't be able to. Now, unless it interferes with your duties and responsibilities of your right now job.
Right.
Why not?
The thing when you said that you were a lawbreaker, I don't know if you. So for me, right, when I got out of the Army in 1990. When you got out of the Army and you settled in Florida, there was already a concealed carry permit regime in place and everything, and you could go
right.
get that said permit. When I got out of the Army in 1990, there was not one in South Carolina. South Carolina, very slow to adopt. And I started, you know, they still sold all the stuff you could do for concealed carry. I concealed carried a weapon for 20 years without a permit. Because I concealed it, you know, and
right.
it was because of the things that I was involved in. Because like I had a milk route. Well, a milk route means you're up at O'Dark 30. I was in the city of Greenville, South Carolina. The city of Greenville, South Carolina, at the dark at O'Dark 30 at 2 a.m. is a completely
right.
different planet than it is when the sun is up. And I had to pull that gun twice when I was working for that company.
Wow.
Which, that gun at the time was a Glock 17.
Right.
But having said that, when I got a permit when I got into the radio business, because I kind of figured if I was public, and I did have an occasion where somebody took umbrage at one of the broadcasts I did and wanted to saw my head off.
Right.
So we went ahead. In fact, I was lucky enough to know the Attorney General of this state, and he gave me some pointers on how to get it fast-tracked and everything else. And so now I have a permit, and I jealously guard it. But by the same token, in my state, the way I keep from breaking the law whenever I go into one of these places where they're like, we don't allow firearms in here because we're all about safety. I go look at their back door. Because they have to have the sign on every door here in South Carolina for it to be valid. And it has to be the right size. It has to be 12 inches long and 9 inches deep with print. The print has to be 1 inch square. And you have a gun with a line going through it diagonally.
Right.
And if you don't have that, well, then you can get up there and put all the signage you want. That, you know, don't like guns and all this other stuff. Okay, I get you, but that doesn't carry the weight of law.
Right.
Anyway, I'm going to tell you something that is my own little secret, though. Did you know that Costco has a no guns allowed, a secret no guns allowed policy?
Why is it secret?
Well, because they don't post it. But if they were
so
to
it's secret,
detect
why are we
you,
talking about it?
Well, because if they detect you carrying a gun while they will not have it, like in my state, if they detected me carrying a gun, they would escort me out and tell me I could come back in if I lose the gun, if I park the gun in the car or something.
Oh. Huh. What purpose does that serve?
I can't.
Other than
control. Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, hang on right there. We'll talk about that. We'll give that the service it desires. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And we've been talking a little bit about gun-free zones and why some of these shootings are occurring in some of these places where they are occurring. Recently, in the last year, Dave, I had to spend a lot of time at doctor's offices and hospitals. And I left the gun in the car for that because of the protracted period. Because in South Carolina, hospitals are a gun-free zone. I don't know about doctor's offices because I've never seen any posted signs around here, but I do know that if I go in somewhere and they're going to be examining me, they're going to find the gun. So I just leave it back there. Right. But I'm thinking I may start switching to off-body carry for those occasions.
Right. Yeah, that's a smart move.
Yeah. But here's the thing, and this is the question I've got. I already know the answer if it happens to me. If I'm in a gun-free zone, like I love grocery stores that want to be a gun-free zone. That's my most fun thing to consider is a grocery store that wants to be a gun-free zone. We have one here called Sprouts.
Okay.
And it's sort of one of those new age health food type places, but they do have some stuff there that is good, good supplements. So I go there for that. And they have the outrageous gun-free zone. They actually have two, both of which are illegal because of the way they're set. But they also don't have anything on the back, so I carry a gun when I go in there. But if I'm ever in one of these places, even if it has a real sign, and I go into it, because I'm going to be carrying one. See, that's the thing. That's the most dangerous thing I can think of, is to be out there and say, well, I'm going into a gun-free zone. Let me leave the gun in the car, where most of them are stolen in the first place. But in the event that a rampage killing unfolds in front of you in this gun-free zone, besides yelling, I knew I was justified, what are you going to be doing? We still got Dave?
Yeah, man. I was asking you,
besides knowing, screaming that you were going to be justified in a gun-free zone, is it going to matter to you if a rampage shooting starts happening in front of you? Are you just going to say, well, it's happening in a gun-free zone. Let me introduce the surprise element of today's rampage killing event.
I would hate, literally, to find myself in those set of circumstances. However, I'm confident that I'm prepared to handle it as, you know, well as I could be in that moment, in that specific moment in time. You just don't know until it's go time, you know?
Right.
God knows I've put enough time, energy, and resources into you know, my abilities. You know, it's kind of along, what you're getting at is kind of along the lines of, it's a very fine line to be a professional soldier whose job it is in the combat arms realm to close with and destroy the enemy.
Right.
And take that kind of conditioning and all, everything it takes to get there, to be, you know, a professional soldier by anybody's standard. And yet, why would you wish or want the opportunity to exercise your skills? You understand what I'm saying? Because that in and of itself would be, you know, pretty horrible. And, of course, depending on what scale, you know, the conflict is happening on. That's like, you know, a lot of, you know, the war in Ukraine right now.
Right.
Basically, you know, it's a war of attrition. I'm wondering how many people out there really understand what that means. You know, a war of attrition is you win because you killed everybody else.
Right.
And that's the way it goes. Right? You know, that's the way it is. But coming back full circle to your point of interest, you know, again, I can't help but, you know, I'm forced to break the law by the government in respect to, you know, them infringing on my choice. It's not just the choice of whether I can go forth armed or not. It's my choice and freedom of movement that they're infringing on by telling me, oh, you can't carry a gun here, you can't carry a gun there. And generally, there are all places where you would want to have a gun with you were things to go bad.
Right.
You know, so what are you going to do? It's, you know, are you going to, you know, what's that, I don't know, some adage or something that goes something like, I would rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6?
Yeah.
You know, that was real popular, I think, in the 80s or something like that.
I think it still is when it comes to gun-free zones. I think it still is. I think it still is a thing.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. The question that constantly arises for me is that I sit here and there's two things I don't want to do. Item number one is I don't want to shoot anybody. Item number two is I don't want to need to shoot anybody when I don't have anything to shoot anybody with. Because I do recognize there's actually a need sometimes for some judicious, righteous shooting of other people. Unfortunately, because other people are just evil. They just have these evil things.
Evil. Yeah,
so, absolutely. So, I mean, that part of it,
Well, you know, what gets me is the whole mentality.
Right.
You know, I saw this recently. This cat is saying there is no valid reason for you to own an AR assault rifle. Well, dig this. The simple fact that you think that is why I own them.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm not going to allow you to force your will on me.
Right.
That's not what we're about here.
Well, the thing with the left, Dave, is they fully understand the, I mean, think about this. While they're out there saying that walls don't work, they got walls all around the United States Capitol right now. They say that, you know, armed people don't work, and yet they had the National Guard for the, they keep being encircled by the National Guard. They keep calling one of the school boards, one of the National Associations for School Boards, recently called for either National Guard or federal troops to safeguard school board meetings. And yet, even though while they sit there and acknowledge that armed people are a deterrent, they'll also tell you that you don't need to arm schools, you don't need to harden the schools or anything else. But they of course they need protecting, Dave. They need protecting.
Well, the other catch 22 is, you know, you have all these Democrats out there, you know, oh, pray for the children, pray for the schools, blah, blah, blah. And they're the ones that took prayer out of the schools.
Right. That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Well.
Yeah, but.
I don't like to take Dave out of his realm, which Dave is an excellent instructor, and Dave is a gunfighter master, if you will. But by the same token, it's interesting to have these discussions with somebody like Dave, simply because it is ever-present, and that explains the why of why Dave does what he does. And I want to thank you, sir, for taking the time out of your busy day to spend a few minutes with me and chew the fat.
I always appreciate the opportunity. Take care, and hopefully talk to you next week.
CombatSpeed.com, that's where you will find him. We'll be right back. Hour number two is going to be coming inbound. It's just going to be me ranting, but Dean Weingarten is back. That'll be in the third hour. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.